Well, it's Wednesday at 5:50, and that means it's time for Jill Dittmeyer to talk with a guest on All Things Considered.
Good evening, Joe. Good evening, everyone. And I think we probably have the busiest man in the city when it comes to the month of May. He's stopped to rest for 8 minutes to chat with us. It's Doug Bowles, the president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Welcome.
Well, I'm glad to be here. And it is kind of nice to sit down for a minute, but it's always good to talk about the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in May. So happy to do it.
You are the Energizer Bunny this month. That is for sure. Out there spreading the word because... Which is wonderful, because not only do we have the 500, but this weekend we have that fabulous Grand Prix of Indianapolis. Last year was the first one. Huge success. Ready for it this weekend.
We're ready to go again, and you know, this year's got a little Indiana flavor with the Angie's List sponsorship of it, and actually we've sort of transformed the racetrack into a Angie's List showcase. The front stretch is green and has their logos everywhere in the pagoda. It's just, you know, and I like that because it differentiates that race from the Indy 500, so when folks come back to the first practice of Indy 500 on Monday, all that signage will be gone, and we'll be back to that that white, clean look of the Indy 500. But I'm really excited with the way it's turned out. The venue looks like what a road race should look like, and we're excited for Angie's List and all their guests to come, and everybody from Indianapolis. Today was a test day, so tomorrow is the actual day for IndyCar, though.
And the other beautiful thing about the Grand Prix is rain or shine, it takes place, and actually sometimes with rain, it's a little more fun.
It is pretty neat to see the cars. You know, growing up in Indianapolis, and if all you really know about IndyCar racing is the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, well, you know, the things like the window over Terre Haute, and if it rains, we don't run. Well, on the road course, we'll run. And last year, we actually had rain during qualifying last year, and the cars are still really, really fast. They kick up these great rooster tails, and it is an awful lot of fun to watch it in the rain. And the drivers have to change their lines a little bit, so it's sort of becomes a thinking man's game instead of who's kind of the bravest. So it's a great way to enjoy it. I'd rather have good weather, but if it rains, we're still going to run, and I hope people still come out and enjoy it.
And you know who loves to be out in the rain? Kids. And this is the other beautiful thing about the Grand Prix. This is a very family-friendly event.
It's a family-friendly event because where the Indy 500 is a full-day commitment. You get up early in the morning, you pack your cooler, you show up, and you sit in your seats till the race over, and then you've got to get yourself home. Where this one, the race itself is inside of a couple hours in length, and you can wander around the facility. The spectator mounds that we've created are great places to sit. So you can move from one location to the next, or... As parents, you can watch from the mounds, and the kids can play on the backside, and kids 12 and under are free. So it's a great way, really, to bring kids along and be part of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and racing, even if you don't do the Indy 500.
And like we said before, just to see the track in a different configuration is amazing, and get you ready for the big race at the end of the month. That something else that was last year, first time bringing it back this year, and I think it's probably sold out, glamping.
Glamping did sell out, and it sold out a lot because we could have sold as many as we could have put in, but where we put it, right by the lake, 75 is really kind of the number. And it's funny, in the last year, I've had more questions about glamping than anything else.
Well, so tell us what it is for those
who
might not know.
Glamorous camping. So basically, you show up, we've got your tent ready, and inside your tent, you have your linens and your bedding, and everything is there. It's electricity inside it, no air conditioning. But it's a great way for you to camp, and really all you bring are your clothes. And if you want something to eat or drink, you bring that along with you. And it is a great way to experience the speedway. And unless you were a driver and owner until last year, you couldn't spend the night inside the track on race night. So for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, those 75 tents are filled with people. We learned a lot last year. We learned that some people came and wanted to party all night. Others came and wanted to actually go to bed. So this year we've segregated them. We have sort of the quiet section and then the party section. So that'll work out better. We learned last year that we can't leave the sprinklers for the golf course on because they wake people up in the middle of the night if you forget to turn them off. So we've learned a lot. But it turned out to be one of the most fun things. I had an opportunity to do it in April when we were promoting it, and it's really a neat way to experience the speedway.
How do you come up with all these new and creative ways to make this ageless race truly ageless and timeless as we move into a new century and new people coming into it? You guys are just probably manufacturing thoughts all the time.
So we encourage our team, everyone in the organization, if they've got ideas, even ideas that seem crazy at one level, to tell us. And that's the challenge for us, is how do we make a 106-year-old facility and an almost 100 runnings of the Indianapolis 500, how do we keep it fresh? And the balancing act is what's so important, and what makes us different is our tradition. And without our tradition, we're just another race. So we have to really protect those, but we have to adjust a little bit in order to make sure that we grow and we're attracting a new demo, younger folks, getting them involved. And so we really encourage everybody in our organization, give us ideas. The glamping idea came from a gal in our marketing department who came up with that. And actually, she was involved in the snake pit that we have that's so successful right now with young folks. Jeff Gordon is a pace car driver, while on the front end is like, oh, boy, that's a NASCAR driver. That came from a group on our sales side and some of our folks at Chevrolet. And I think it's just neat. Nobody's afraid to say, hey, I've got an idea. And I think that's the most fun for all of us. And everybody has that mindset of protect the traditions, but make sure that we're doing something a little bit different.
And speaking of something different and big, as we move out of May, the Rolling Stones. You can't get much bigger than that, Doug.
No, I don't think so. And one of the things, we've been blessed to have Mark Miles come on board, because Mark has really allowed us to look at things in a way that maybe we wouldn't have in the past, and really freed everybody up to say, let's figure out how to really get this engine going. Mark, obviously very connected to the community, cares a lot about Indianapolis, but not necessarily the biggest race fan in the world. He has become that, but when he came he understood the importance of the Speedway to this community, and he wanted to make sure that it grew. And we're trying to find ways to use it more. We're trying to find ways to make sure that it's contributing to our economy through guests, visitors, hotels. And we thought, man, we're suited for music. We do it Carb Day. We tried the Jason Aldean concert last year's Florida Georgia Line, this year the night before the 500s. First time we'd ever done a separate ticket concert. And then we started thinking about, okay, how do we do this really as a standalone? And we said, well, if we're going to do it, it's got to be done the right way. It's got to be a Rolling Stones, a U2, a Garth Brooks. I mean, pick a handful, Bruce Springsteen, somebody like that. And we thought, we'll never get that done for right out of the box. And then to have the Rolling Stones coming on July 4th is just huge. And our whole team is really, really excited about it.
Something else that's very exciting, when you go over there, went over there, pick up my credentials on Monday, the whole town of Speedway has just come alive. And Sarah Fisher just announced she's going to have the karting there. You've got breweries, you've got restaurants, you've got the manufacturers there. It's a whole new beautiful world over there.
What they've done on Main Street in the last 5 or 6 years has been incredible. And a lot of people still didn't know all the work that was taking place there because you couldn't get to it. Now that we have the roundabout, as you're coming through down Crawfordsville Road to head downtown, you're taken on the roundabout and you face right down Main Street and you can see, wow, this is a beautiful looking street. There's all kinds of activity there. Like you said, restaurants, breweries, Sarah Fisher, Dallara. There'll be another announcement this week of a new building that's going to go in there. So it's a nice way for us to connect to our roots. And if you just continue down Main Street to 10th Street, down to Allison, James Allison, and one of the founders of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, founded that, actually built race cars that won at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in the teens and the 20s. So it really kind of connects us to our roots and our history. So we love being right in the heart of Indianapolis, but being part of the Speedway neighborhood.
After everything's over, do you just stay at home for a while just to be at home? Or how do you relax and kind of come down off of this busy month?
Well, we turn right around pretty quickly. We've got the vintage race that was new last year that comes right on the heels really of the Indianapolis 500, and then we've got the summer is just busy for us. So we've got that. We've got this Bloomington Corvette event that ends end of June, and the Rolling Stones, and the Brickyard, and then MotoGP. So downtime for us really is the end of August, first couple weeks of September, and then we get right back in planning 2016. And next year's a huge year, 100th running of the Indianapolis 500. So we are really focused on that, and we added Allison Melanchthon to our team, and Allison is already really planning what that 100th is going to look like.
We can't wait for that, but we are ready to experience it this year. Doug Bowles, thank you for stopping in. We're going to vroom vroom you out of here and have a great rest of the month.
Thanks for having me. I look forward to seeing everybody at the racetrack either this weekend for the Angie's List Grand Prix or for the 500.